let me first say, we are First Amendment absolutists on this campaign, and that the press and anybody who wishes to cover this race from a blogosphere perspective or from a media perspective, you know, of course, is constitutionally protected with regard to writing whatever they want to write. But let's be clear and be honest with each other about something fundamental to this race, which is this, is that whatever the New York Times once was, it is today, not by any standard, a journalistic organization. It is a pro-Obama advocacy organization that every day attacks the McCain campaign, attacks Senator McCain, attacks Governor Palin, and excuses Senator Obama. There's no level of public vetting with regard to Senator Obama's record, his background, his past statements. There's no level of outrage directed at his deceitful ads. This is an organization that is completely, totally, 150% in the tank for the Democratic candidate, which is their prerogative to be. But let's not be dishonest and call it something other than what it is. Everything that is read in the New York Times that attacks this campaign should be evaluated by the American people from that perspective, that it is an organization that has made a decision to cast aside its journalistic integrity and tradition to advocate for the defeat of one candidate, in this case, John McCain, and to advocate for the election of the other candidate, Barack Obama.